أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion with verse 55 of Surah Al Imran. The discussion had begun yesterday with verse 54, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had said, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. They, the Banu Israel, had secretly connived with the hukumat and the government of the day, especially the governor, against Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam. They plotted their plans, they made the scheme secretly. وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had his beautiful and great plan. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. The best of planners in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do best for His servants, for His slaves. Allah ta'ala will do best for His deen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unfolds this plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which we have discussed. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ, and that time is worthy of mention. When we said to Isa alayhi salatu was salam, this was at the time when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam had realized that now everyone has put themselves together, they have connived, and things have become difficult for him. The situation is such that it is difficult for him to move around. People are now beginning to speak against him, and he could see very clearly enmity and hatred against him. And the worry was that, am I going to die at the hands of these people? Are they going to assassinate me? What are they going to do? What is the consequences? How severe is all of this going to be? At that time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Isa alayhi salatu was salam, and in narrating the consolement of Isa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also narrates to us the event as it had occurred, that inni mutawaffika, certainly I will take you fully. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him fully. Taking fully means soul and body. I will take you, wa rafi'uka ilayya, and O Isa, I will raise you towards me. In other words, I will save you from this plot and the plan of the Bani Israel, and for that matter of the Romans and all the forces, all of it put together. I will save you from all of that, and I will bring you towards me. وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks of yet another favor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Isa alayhi salatu was salam, that, O Isa, we will purify you from those who had disbelieved. On the one hand, we sent you as a Nabi to the Bani Israel, to your own people, and the whole objective was that they were plunged in darkness. The whole objective was that they had lost their direction in life. They had left the Torah. They had changed the Torah. Their hearts had become hard, and they had absolutely nothing to hold on to. I sent you to them merely as solely that you could connect them to me. But this is what they had done to you. Your miraculous birth, they began to slander you, and they began to call you an illegitimate child. Then they began to slander your mother, and they said that she is an impure woman. And now this whole insolence of theirs, this arrogance of theirs, they began to slander you, saying that you are an imposter. The allegations against you that you are changing the Torah, you are changing the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of this, and of course the impurity of kufr that is all around it. I will purify you from all of that, and I will lift you up into the heavens, into the skies, where you will now be in the company of the malaika. And these malaika, obviously, they sing the praises of Allah. They praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are in the constant ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into a pure atmosphere of the pure ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified him from an environment that was hostile against iman, against the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The next ni'mat and blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and Allah had given him the glad tidings, that you are now going to be lifted up from this earth. So what is going to happen to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? What is going to happen to your message? What is going to happen to those disciples of yours and those people that follow you? Are they also going to be downtrodden? Are they also going to be swept away from the surface of this earth? What will happen to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and those that follow you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him an undertaking, and we will make those that follow you. We will make those that follow you فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, supersede above those that disbelieve, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, till the day of Qiyamah. وَأَيَّدَنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. In Surah Saf, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first of all speaks about the Hawariyun, Allah ta'ala speaks about the disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala had assisted them, Allah ta'ala had kept them dominant. In other words, they preached and they practiced the pure deen of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, despite the fact that the gospel has a contaminated, obliterated version of their lives, that they had given in and they had succumbed to pressure and they had changed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Quran is the Quran and the Quran is the haqq. So that had continued. And then we find, insofar as political strength was concerned, for the 600 years between Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and the advent of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always kept Christianity dominant over Judaism. The Yahud were always subservient to the Christians, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given domain to the Nasara, and we see that very clear in the history of those two nations, in the fact that the Levant and most of the discovered world and the important geographical positions of the world were under Christian rule. Then another aspect of those that followed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, ittaba'uka, those that followed you, was obviously our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because we have a very pure belief with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, with regards to his nubuwat, with regards to his message, with regards to the Injil that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. And we saw from Khulafai Rashidin, from Khilafat Rashida right up to Khilafat Uthmaniya, if we take the Christian era right up to 1918, we found that it was always the dominance of Islam. So we find that a complete 1918 years from the time of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, it was Christian dominance, it was Muslim dominance, and then of course, whatever happened, happened. So for the last 100 years, we would say that there is a dominance of the Yahud on the surface of this earth. So that doesn't hold very much compared to the 1900 years of dominance of those that had some kind of proper belief for Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And that shows that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's promise to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is 100% true. Here Allah ta'ala says, ila yawm al-qiyamah. The culmination of Yahudiyat and Judaism will come when when Dajjal will come, then obviously Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send the Mahdi. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will once again come down, descend on the surface of the earth, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through him will check the forces of Yahudiyat, and then those Ahle Kitab will bring Iman in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then Allah Ta'ala will keep that dominant right up to the day of Qiyamah, fulfilling this promise that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Thumma ilayya marji'ukum, then it is towards me that will be your return. Fa'ahkumu baynakum fima kuntum fihi takhtalifun, then I will adjudicate, I will judge in those matters in which you had deferred, the matters that they had deferred. One was the difference of the Yahud, that they said that they had killed, that they had crucified Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah makes it clear, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, they had neither killed Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, nor had they crucified him. But what had happened, the whole matter had become confused to them, that person that they had killed was one of their own people, and if it was their own people, what happened to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam? If it was Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, what happened to their own people? So up to now, they have not come to any decision. That matter will be decided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The matter that they defer is the Nasara themselves, whether Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was Ibnullah, the son of Allah Ta'ala, whether he was a portion of Allah Ta'ala, divinity, trinity, all of that, all those differences, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will judge, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will adjudicate on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala always keep us on haqq, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the proper aqidah insofar as Allah Ta'ala is concerned, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.